Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
You know, when we heard how long it was going to be, kind of laid down for a little while and just stretched and closed my eyes and just tried to think about the game, visualize the game a little bit, kind of assess what had happened the first two series. You know, what did we do wrong? Why aren't we moving the ball? What are they going to do to us? And then it was really cool. You know, some of the coaches, Mike Groh, our receivers coach, grabbed some of the players, and Brandon, you know, kind of, you know, wanted to do it as well, wanted to get a walkthrough going, you know, amongst the skill guys. And so me, Brandon, Alshon, Earl, and Matt, I can't remember who all was involved, but we kind of walked through some plays and just kind of thought about, because the hiccups that we had in the first series were just stupid. You know, I had one. You know, guards with the snap, and then Alshon on, and we were just like, you know, stupid things. And so it was just, you know, let's take a deep breath here. Let's go back through and not shoot ourselves in the foot, and you know, come out, you know, better in this kind of second half type thing. Yeah, you know, we're taking a shot with any of our three, you know, big guys, and so, you know, when the call came in, you know, I can remember, you know, making eye contact with Jay on the sideline. He's just smiling, and I'm kind of like, you know, because the wind's whipping and everything. But we got the coverage we wanted. It was a great call. We got the coverage we wanted, and then Martellus made an awesome play. And so, we were able to move to safety, towards Brandon and then get back to Martellus. Oh, yeah, it was cool. It was cool. It's a credit to his character. And he you know, it is. It's hard because you don't get your shots, so to speak. I mean, and so it's that deal where, you know, you don't get the shots all game, and then somebody calls on you to hit the game winner. And that's what he did today, you know. I'm not sure how many catches he had up until then, one or two maybe. And so it was a great catch by him. And I'm proud of him. It's something for us to build off of. And it's just a reminder, you know, for all of us involved that you never know whose turn it's going to be, and just to stay ready. Yeah, that's the main thing when you're in the wind. You know what type of ball game it's going to be. You know what kind of defense you're playing. Baltimore's a very, very good defense. And you know, we talked about this week with you guys. We were concerned. I mean, they're probably as good as we faced. And so for me, you know, they add the elements to it. There was a, you know, heightened sense of ball security. Mark and I talked about that before the game. It's just, you know, wanting to get out of this thing and the plus side of it on turnover. So we were able to do that. We were able to protect the ball, and proud of everybody involved for getting that done. Yeah, my dad always says that thing's oblong, it bounces funny. And so every time this happens, I always think about that. And you never know from week to week in this league. And so, you know, it is what it is where we are right now, and we've just got to get ready for St. Louis and take care of that, and nothing beyond that. You don't know what's going to happen. All you can do is play the game in front of you. So the most important game for us in the world right now is St. Louis, and that's the one we got to focus on. Yeah, I mean, you know, we just talked about, you know, the opportunity. You know, you have opportunities in life and rare opportunities to do some special things, you know. We were sitting, you know, in front of one of those today a couple of times. You know, to jog out there and have that in front of us, you know, it's a chance to be special. And the cool part about it is it's a chance to be special, not individually, but a chance to be special together. You know what I mean? To look at 10 other guys in the huddle and go, I've got your back, you've got mine, and we're going to go do something. And including the guys on the sideline that are cheering us on. So we just talked about that a little bit. For me, it puts me at ease, you know. So I don't know if I'm talking to them as much as I'm talking to myself and just saying, hey, guys, you know, we're going to do this together. And it reminds me, you know, hey, Josh, you don't have to press. You know, that's Brandon Marshall right there. That's Roberto Garza. And that's Jamon Bushrod. I mean, we got guys, and that's Martellus Bennett. And you're going to turn around and give it to Matt. And so it's just a reminder to myself and you know, try to keep everything calm and allow those guys to work It was fun. It was a special drive. Oh, it was huge. A lot of heart by those guys. A lot of guys stepping up, as we've already mentioned. on that defense and making plays. And, you know, they're far more injury riddled than we are, and they're finding a way to get it done. Bass with a big, you know, big pick and a touchdown, and then for them to make that stop at the end of the game, it was awesome, and just very proud of them, you know, very proud of them, and it's reflective of you know, the type of team we're trying to build, you know, where we want to be good on offense, defense, and special teams, and we're all part of it, and that's the neat part of this win today is we fought through some adversity, and everybody had a hand in it. Yeah, it's very, I mean, it's just a mind, it's, you know, it kind of messes with your mind, and you know, Jay and Jordan and Mark were very encouraging, and, you know, Mark made a comment, you know, when it's breezy, swing easy, I think, before the game, but it was funny because it's so true, you know, if you'll just relax, and if you grip the ball harder and grit your teeth, it's going to wobble, and when it wobbles, it's going to move, and if you can just throw spirals, stay relaxed, you should be all right. You should be able to cut the wind to a degree. So it was something that was in my mind, you know, as I was catching the ball and dropping back, you know, what he said, and just trying to stay relaxed. And, you know, it's definitely one of those days where you look across the field and Joe Flacco and look on the sideline, Jay's over there, and I'm like, could I borrow somebody's arm? Definitely one of those days where I wish I could spin it like those guys, but we were able to get it done.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.